As schools convert to distance learning, McClintock Middle School faces some big challenges, but it also has a powerhouse partner. WFAE's Ann Doss-Helms reports on how the Charlotte School and the church that works with it are shifting gears for the age of COVID-19.
When the coronavirus pandemic forced schools across America to close, each had to find its own way to quickly reinvent itself. McClintock Middle School in Southeast Charlotte is a large school with about 1,200 students, and most of them come from low-income homes. It's also a magnet school, which means its students are scattered over a wider area than a school that serves a defined zone. When schools closed, Principal Mark McHugh and his staff had to connect with all of them, including families who were already working hard to make ends meet, as the bottom fell out of the economy.
I think the challenges are the same challenges we face at any time with changing numbers or families in transitions. Obviously, that's, you know, right now is a little bit more difficult. Families worried about jobs and losing jobs and trying to figure out groceries and all the necessities.
When school was in session, the federal government provided free breakfast and lunch to all McClintock students. When the cafeteria closed, the school became a grab-and-go meal site.
I'll give you this first.
Where families can pick up a hot lunch and a bagged breakfast for the next day.
There you go. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools had already provided take-home Chromebooks for all students at McClintock.
Connectivity is an issue, obviously. We know we have families that don't have stable Wi-Fi or having to use shared Wi-Fi or go to community Wi-Fi spots.
McClintock also has a remarkable partnership with Christ Lutheran Church that dates back to 2007. The church has a $400,000 annual budget and a staff of five assigned to McPie. That's short for McClintock Partners in Education. McPie's signature event is Tuesday Family Night, where about 100 volunteers and 300 students and family members converge for a meal and enrichment activities.
Well, when we got canceled, you know, we started asking the school what we could do.
That's McPie director Amy Daniels. She says many of the Family Night activities are inspired by the STEAM magnet theme: science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. The students couldn't gather, but a lot of them were driving through with their parents for meals.
So because it's a pickup site, it was like, okay, well, then we could do something to engage these families and stay connected with them other than food.
The second week of closed schools, McPie launched the duct tape challenge. What can you make with a roll of tape?
We ordered a bunch of rolls of duct tape. We made a sticker that could go on it to explain to them what the rules of what they were supposed to do and how to post their creations so we could see them.
These are middle schoolers, so the directions included, in all caps, do not wrap your body or anyone else's body in the duct tape. Photos of duct tape wallets, purses, and vases started popping up on social media.
The coolest I have seen is a girl that made, it looks like a tricycle with a basket full of flowers.
Do you have middle schoolers?
Yes. The third week of closing, Daniels was standing at the meal pickup line with a new challenge.
That's got a deck of cards with four card games listed, as well as paper for an origami challenge, and it tells
one parent said he wasn't there for a meal, just picking up this week's challenge for a student. Some students brought their duct tape creations with them, showing them off from a safe distance while staying in the car. Seventh grader Denia Shepherd said she had fun making purses.
I had one with a strap, and then I had like a handbag.
And she said the project was a nice break from online schoolwork.
It is tiring, like you waking up early and then getting on a class, but then having like multiple classes. So throughout the day, you're just working and working and working. You never really get a break.
Seventh grader Cashman Morgan brought an intricately patterned duct tape lily pad, complete with a blossom. She says the project was better than chatting with friends and watching YouTube videos on her phone. Cashman says getting out of school isn't really much fun.
I'm sad that I can't see my friends and all the teachers I normally hug in the morning. So it's like kind of like heartbreaking.
Her sister Tasman says she kind of likes working from home, but she hopes that after May 15th, the current end date for a state-mandated closing, she can reunite with her friends and teachers. Principal McHugh can't be sure whether that will happen. He says the hardest thing about these trying times is accepting that so much remains unknown. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.